He's the amazing Dr. Gray. He's Mr. Organized. He can organize your life too. And if rash develops, discontinue use.
This is the world famous Strictly Business Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest business show in the world with all the business love you really need. StrictlyDrJ.com, StrictlyDocTorJ.com. Remember, right here on New HD Los Angeles, tomorrow night and every Friday night at 8 p.m., it's the Strictly 80s Rewind Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest 80s rewind show in the world with all the 80s flashbacks you love. A celebration of the greatest decade in music, in my opinion, every Friday night at 8 p.m. And catch the replay Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. right after the Strictly Business Weekly Edition with yours truly at 7 a.m. on Sunday mornings. So sleep in. Well, don't sleep in, but you can stay in bed and have a double dose of Dr. J. Okay, if it's okay with everybody, we have been cleared to do some Strictly Business headlines. Okay, we're going to start off in some spring break business. Krispy Kreme celebrated the first day of spring with four new mini donut flavors.
Say what?
I could die of starvation before I get something in my mouth.
Yes, the new spring minis are now available at all U.S. shops. Krispy Kreme's new flavors include a mini bird's nest donut made with Cadbury mini eggs, complete with chocolate buttercream and spring sprinkles. It also launched a strawberry egg donut, which features a mini original glazed donut dipped in strawberry icing with yellow and teal drizzles.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Also, a hatching chick donut that also includes a mini original glazed donut dipped in light yellow icing and finished with chocolate and orange icing.
I could die of starvation before I get something in my mouth.
And finally, a Robin's egg donut dipped in teal icing and daisy sprinkles.
Gonna die on the toilet, honor.
Guys like you don't die on toilets.
That's all you had to say.
Now, Dr. J isn't a big Krispy Kreme guy, but if somebody brings some over, I will gladly inhale them or set one in my mouth and let it dissolve. But a lot of people love it. It's got a great business model. They make a ton of money. And every time I go there, the few times I do go there, there's almost a line out the door. So catch your spring donuts now. Just remember, summer bodies are built in the spring. So you need to have your Krispy Kremes responsibly. All right, let's move over to some it ain't easy being cheesy business. California school kids could be waving bye-bye to Flaming Hot Cheetos, Doritos, and Mountain Dew.
Say what?
That's right. The days of kids munching on Flaming Hot Cheetos in their teacher's face are numbered. This comes after state lawmakers introduced a bill that would ban certain processed junk foods in public schools due to detrimental health effects.
The effect? I'll tell you what the effect is. It's pissing me off.
Quote, the science is complicated, but the purpose of the bill is not, said the bill's author, Assembly Member Jesse Gabriel. He continues, this is about protecting our students from chemicals that have been proven to harm children and interfere with their ability to learn.
That's a good idea.
Assembly Bill 2316 is described by Gabriel as first in the nation legislation that would ban public schools from serving foods containing synthetic food dyes red 40, yellow 5, yellow 6, blue 1, blue 2, and green 3. Those additives can be found in many popular snacks, including Hot Cheetos, Doritos, M&M's, Twinkies, and Gatorade.
I could die of starvation before I get something in my mouth.
Additionally, the ban would apply to titanium dioxide, which is often used in cosmetics, plastics, sunscreens, and paint. The coloring agent has already been banned in Europe since 2022. Now, a 2021 study by the California Environmental Protection Agency found that consumption of synthetic food dyes can result in hyperactivity and other neurobehavioral problems in some children that can affect their learning.
The effect? I'll tell you what the effect is! It's pissing me off!
Now, that's enough of that.
That's all you had to say.
Now, the proposed law would still allow schools to sell foods containing these dyes, but after 30 minutes after the end of school. Now, I looked up Mr. Assembly Member Jesse Gabriel, and you know what? He looks like he's in pretty good shape. He's a Berkeley man, a Harvard law man, kind of makes you wonder why he's not running for president on the Democratic ticket. But this also bans sugar. This also bans saturated fats and all these other things. Now, some people could argue that's what his motivation is, to ban sugar. It's the war against sugar and all these different things. But being a father of two sons, I've spent hundreds of dollars on all these things like Doritos, M&Ms, and they sure could have used a lot less of it. And when the kids eat it, I eat it too. Also, we'll have to see what happens with this, because all these places, like these food companies like Doritos and M&Ms and all these places, have giant lobbyists in Washington, D.C. So this isn't a done deal. This may be dead the moment it gets to one of these politicians who has some of these food companies on their quote unquote payroll, if you will. So stay tuned for that. All right. And finally, in We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together business, Subway is parting ways with Coca-Cola.
Say what?
That is what they announced Tuesday, and has reached a deal with PepsiCo, making it Subway's exclusive beverage provider in all U.S. restaurants starting January 1st, 2025.
I don't know if you are familiar with who runs that business, but I assure you it's not the Boy Scouts.
Under the 10-year agreement, PepsiCo products will be sold, including Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Starry, previously Sierra Mist, and Gatorade. Coca-Cola products such as Sprite, Fanta, and Diet Coke will be phased out at all U.S. Subway locations in 2025.
Whose ass didn't I kiss?
Quote, the partnership with PepsiCo is an exciting milestone in our journey to become America's favorite place to eat, drink, and work, said Doug Fry, president of Subway North America. It is a win-win for everyone, as it brings a delicious suite of beverages and snack choices to our guests, driving additional consideration in these menu items while also providing cost-effective, streamlined solutions to our franchisees.
And loving.
PepsiCo is currently Subway's beverage provider in several other countries, including Canada and Germany. Subway also said it is extending its partnership with PepsiCo Snacks food subsidiary Frito-Lay through 2030 to continue providing chips and snacks at its restaurant.
I could die of starvation before I get something in my mouth.
That's all you had to say.
Well, some people take the Coke and Pepsi challenge very seriously. I don't. Dr. J can go either way.
That's what she said.
But if you put a gun to my head and say, choose, I choose Coke. They also have my favorite beverage of all times, that high C grape. That's like crack cocaine to me. No offense to anybody currently fighting the crack cocaine addiction. And that's going to do it for Strictly Headlines today. Man, I do like Coke though. Coke gives me a special zing and song in my heart that Pepsi doesn't quite do it, but I can't list all the others because they both have products on each side that I love. Like, I don't know who owns the root beer right, but I love root beer. All right. You have got the Strictly Business Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest business show in the world on New HD Los Angeles.